Well, our gospel passage today starts out with a lot of details that may sound rather cumbersome. But those details remind us that the stories that we hear so often in the gospels are not stories, but they're history. They are events that involve real historical people and happened in a particular geographical place at a particular historical moment. And the details in our gospel today enable us to pinpoint the approximate year in history when John the Baptist did his preaching and baptizing in the region of the Jordan River, which we can still visit today, and that year was between 27 and 29 AD. But these details also suggest a civilized order. We hear the names of a lot of administrators and their responsibilities and offices. But then the narrative tells us that outside of that human civilization and structure, out in the wilderness, that is in wild places, the word of God came to John the Baptist. In other words, the word of God is untamed by human order. It is free. Jesus would say later to Nicodemus that the Spirit blows where it wills. You may hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. I mean, after all, look at the one to whom the Word of God came in the wilderness. Nobody would mistake him for Tiberius Caesar, or for Pontius Pilate, or for Herod Antipas, or for Caiaphas the high priest. He was a pretty unconventional guy. He wore a garment of camel's hair, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And what the message of this wild man was, is that if we're going to be prepared to meet this wild, untamed, free God, then we've got to be as unconventional as mountains that are brought low and valleys that are filled. Because a mountain that is brought low doesn't look like other mountains at all. And a valley that is filled doesn't look like other valleys at all. If we are going to see the salvation of God, we have to look as different as rough ways are different from smooth and crooked from straight. The problem is, most of us are creatures of routine, and we don't like change. But the message of John the Baptist, which was a foretaste of Jesus' own message, is that we've got to break free from our comfortable routines if we are going to see the salvation of God. And you know, there's a word for that breaking free from our comfortable routines. That word is repentance or conversion. It means doing things differently from what has become habitual and predictable in our lives. It means being as unpredictable and wild enough to do something as outlandish as to forgive somebody against whom we've had a grudge. To just let it go and forgive. Or to love those who we know have tried to hurt us or who wish us harm. or to choose the way of peace instead of a response of violence. It is to be as unconventional as to give away some of our money generously to somebody who needs it more. It is to look as differently from the crowd as to never miss Mass on Sundays, even when we're on vacation. It is to be as untamed and free enough so that we will just do a random act of kindness. Or to smile at somebody we don't know instead of averting our gaze. Or to start going more slowly instead of running frantically from here to there. Or to spend some of our time just being with God in prayer or reading holy books instead of so much time on distractions and amusements. It is to be unbound enough as to choose chastity when it's outside of the sacrament of matrimony. So, are we daring and wild enough to take the risk . If so, then we will be prepared to encounter the living God, and we shall see the salvation of God. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.